Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. It is Sunday, the first Sunday of every month. That means it is time to go soul diving with Shelly. Shelly Wizen is awesome. She is the founder and CEO of the Soul Diving Institute, where she established that to study and teach the art and science of being human. You can't be human, it's being. So consciousness, right? She is a transformational life coach and author. Her latest book is What Do You Bring to the Table? A Savory, Sensory, and Inspirational Guide to Living a Yummy, Delicious Life. She loves to get us to say yummy, delicious life. She's also the author of The Healing Journal and the story of the magical baby grand piano. I encourage you to go to her new website, shellywizen.com, and that's W-H-I-Z-I-N. So shellywizen.com. But today we're going to talk about the great outdoors and how that going out in the great outdoors and taking a walk in nature can help you lead what, Shelly? A yummy, delicious life. See? And you want to do yummy deliciousness, apparently goes, you're into barefoot walking. I'm all into that too. My feet are barefoot right now.
Oh,
how many people wear shoes to do a Zoom interview or conversation?
Exactly. Yeah, no. You don't even have to wear pants, really.
Well, I love that we're talking about this because even when I used to perform, I would perform barefoot. And I saw, obviously, Janis Joplin and all those greats did it, but the ethnic people I grew up with in Africa, they weren't, you know, it's you feel there's an energy about the ground, the earth, even the vibration of music, the vibration of nature that goes through your soul. And I know that there's whole barefoot walking clubs and societies, but I don't belong to them, but I should. But that's interesting. Do you go barefoot everywhere?
Well, it's interesting. I don't go barefoot everywhere, unfortunately.
Well, yeah.
Certain feet that are not supposed to go barefoot. But when I have the opportunity to and put my feet on the earth, that's the difference, because we're insulated is what I want to say, from the earth's surface with all the concrete and everything else that we put on top of the earth, because we, some of us live in cities and whatever, in urban areas even. I mean, there's asphalt, there's concrete, there's, you know, there's not a lot of earth. You could find a tree in between, you know, on the sidewalk, but then there's so much dog stuff.
And it's covered with cement. Half of the trees are like, you know, how do they feel? They're being smothered.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. So the earth itself is about being grounding. So there's an energy force that comes from that.
Totally. There's a electromagnetic energy that comes from the earth, and that also comes from us. So there's a resonance there. When we connect with the earth, it sends a frequency to our bodies that actually calibrates your the frequency in your body to the earth's frequency and grounds you. That's why when we say, I feel so grounded, why do we say that? It's because the ground is giving you the support and the energy that is equal to the frequency of feeling calm, of having a sense of well-being. It's what the earth emanates. The earth emanates that energy. And when we're attuned to even the sound om is supposed to be the sound that the earth makes and resonates when as making a sound. And as I mean, I was a yoga teacher, and one of my the paper I needed to do, I know I'm totally off subject, but it's all about grounding. And that is, we emit a sound. Every organ in our body has a sound, and the earth has a sound. And when we emit certain sounds, we can direct the sounds to different parts of the body. So I did my paper on sound vibrations and used sound vibrations in giving birth to my daughter, because there was a sound that you emanate. It's not an accident we say, ooh, when we feel good, because it resonates in the first center. In that,
does it go with our chakras too?
Yeah.
And then what about sound bathing? Doesn't that, is it all connected in that?
Yeah.
I know a lady who healed herself from cancer doing sound baths.
Yeah.
And she really needed, and she used color and sound.
Yeah.
Trish Devney. Wow, I can remember her name. It was a long, long, long time ago that she was on our show. And she taught people all of that to tune in. And I wonder about how much of it when we use sound is about also helping us to focus and zero in and get rid of the clutter in our minds.
Oh, totally it does. They have now the sound frequencies, Center Point and I don't know, Harrison, I think his name is. They have these sounds on headphones that you can put on that go back and forth to the brain, different sounds that go back and forth. And it creates coherence. It's like the heart and the brain, when they're in coherence with each other, mm-hmm. It's like being in a drumming session and everybody's drumming in unison. When they're not in coherence with each other, everybody's drumming on a different beat and there's no coherence in the body. And when you're standing on the earth, the energy of the earth, that calming frequency comes in and infiltrates every part of your body. I watched this fabulous documentary called Earthing, and it's all about that. It's on Netflix, I think. It's really
cool. Oh, I'm gonna go see it.
And there was a baby who was born colic, crying. Mm-hmm. And the mother went outside instinctively and stood on the earth barefoot, and the baby stopped crying.
Wow, that's amazing.
So it's just like what you're saying, using sound as a healing mechanism, using the earth frequency as a mechanism. When we're aware of these different elements that can help heal us, then we become conscious of using them. They're all mm-hmm. there, but we're not mm-hmm. always conscious of using them. We get so caught up, I included,
Yeah.
You saw my desk right now, you'd see piles of papers on different projects and different things that I'm working on, somewhat I would imagine like you, Lisa. So we find a way to gather. It's like taking a big spiritual lasso and gathering all those energies that we need into my heart, into my solar plexus, into our bodies so that we feel grounded, we feel centered, we feel whole, we feel in coherence with all of our energy centers, that they're all working in alignment with each other. And that
I think, and walking does it. Walking, everyone, Shelley has a great article about this. It's up on our site, blendradioandtv.com. And the link is in our show notes, so you can see it there. And I think, you know, walking, When we were in one place, now we do a lot of walking, but not like in a good routine with our travels. And I can tell you when I start to, I mean, it affects your digestion, it affects your posture, your attitude in the morning. Like if you wake up in the morning and you can hear birds singing and you're walking in the dawn's chorus, you know, that whole morning sound.
Yeah.
Your energy, I don't know if it just kind of gives you this hope. Like we made it through the night. We're singing on our perch in the natural world, you know.
Yeah.
You can get a walk in. There's something about walking before you do anything in the morning.
Yes.
You don't even need coffee as much, you know. I love my coffee, but I think there's something about breathing. If I walk really early in the morning before I write or do any kind of creative work or correspondence, you won't get as many typos. I'm just saying, and I do send out a lot of typos, but there's we've done interviews on this with creative specialists who talk about walking in the morning before you write will get things flowing. So mm-hmm. I wonder if it's opening up, it's prana, man, it's the life force, opening up all those channels, like what you were talking about, so that we're connected and we have that, even if it's 10 minutes. They say 150 minutes a week of walking is good for our heart. That's the minimum we need of exercise. So I think with that, is that with everybody so scurried and we're living in a concrete jungle, depending on where we are in the world, everyone's in a different place. But if you're in a concrete jungle, lots of traffic, lots of go, 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 and you don't take those moments, that can add up in stress and crabbiness and caca.
Right. So. Actually, that's one of the points that I put in that new ebook that I read, because that's a good way to do
it. You're not supposed to talk about your new ebook. You told me not to bring that up on the show.
That's funny. It's so funny. It could even turn into a one woman show. I'm not really sure, but it's funny as hell. Anyway, So what we're dealing with when we are stressed out or we're so preoccupied with, I don't know what, I mean, we're just preoccupied. I mean, I included, I love walking in the morning. That's my favorite time to walk. Because like you said, before I do anything, I know I'm just going to walk. And sometimes, and I'm going to talk about this, I'll add a walking meditation to it. And so Joe Dispenza has some fabulous walking meditations where you stand, you feel yourself, and then he guides you into a spiritual experience of yourself as you're walking. And it and feeds you information, feeds you these pieces of wisdom that you embody as you're walking, and you can feel yourself walking as if. And a lot of times when you walk as if, it's like, who do you want to be in this life? Well, who you want to be, if you walk as if you already are that person, then you're going to walk differently. You're going to hold yourself differently. Your energy is going to come across differently. And you're going to walk as if you already have the things you want to have in your life. And you're going to walk as if it's already done.
So visualization. You're stepping into it, the action.
You're stepping in, taking the action, embodying it, embracing it, being it, being it.
Oh, I like that.
And when you're walking, you're activating it kinesthetically. You're putting it into action, into this avatar, into this being that we walk through.
Oh, wow.
We walk through this being. We have the experience as a spiritual being. We have this experience. My spiritual being has this experience through me called Shelly. She's funny as hell. Mm-hmm. And my spirit love one day said, because I asked my soul one day, why me? Why'd you pick me? And the answer I got is because you're fun. Funny and you're fun and you're enjoyable to be with and you're creative. And so I started to cry. I was writing a dialogue about that because nobody's ever said anything like that to me. Mm. And it was so beautiful. And so being spiritual, having a human experience, we are able to walk. Some of us, most of us, are able to use our legs to walk. We're able to touch things with our hands. We're able to see things with our eyes. We're able to smell things with our nose. We're able to hear things with our ears, with our senses. That's what makes us human. We're in this physical being.
And if we're missing one of the senses, the other ones do double duty and become stronger. You know, you use that. You know, it's the walking thing is so powerful. And if you go with people, try and turn it around to not being a gab fest of gossip. You know, that's fun once in a while, but it's a negative.
That's not the point of a walk.
Yeah. I think a walk, if you're going to get in an argument with someone,
that's a good place to do. That's a good place to process.
You can't really be mad when you're walking. I mean, you can start off that way all huffy and your body will go, all right, we're actually finally going to move, you know?
Right.
But eventually you're going to calm down because I don't think by the end of a walk, you can still be angry. I don't know.
That's an interesting question to ask, to wonder about.
Yeah. Well, next time I get pissy, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Right.
But I don't think so, because if there's nature, it's really hard to, you know, we've got our 1 hour walk group that we started because it was to get people to understand the importance of taking a 1 hour walk, you know, three times a week, you know, and you can split it up. Everybody's different. And, you know, it's whether if I walk with a dog that's chilled out and an easy place without traffic or other, you know, dogs or drama, I really go off into this zone of observance. And I like to walk with them because dogs let you see that there's more to life than what you're seeing already. Mm-hmm. So they're going to sniff something, you know, because I call neighborhoods are like the newspaper for dogs. Mm-hmm. They go around, they want to sniff what happened, who peed where, you know, who let the dogs out, you know, what's going on? Oh, was that a squirrel? Who did what? But there's an observancy that I think we get so distracted that when you take a walk and breathe in nature, that you become more aware about things.
First of all, we are part of nature. We are natural.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
We are part of nature. We're not separate from nature. We're just another entity in nature, another way of being nature. We happen to be able to talk, and we happen to be able to have senses. We happen to be able to think, and we happen to be able to do things mm-hmm. that other entities or species or whatever in nature don't have the ability to do. But we don't have the ability to swim underwater without, you know, a tube. I mean, fish have an ability. We don't have the ability to fly ourselves yet, but, and I could say yet, because we never know. If we believe we could all fly, we'd probably fly. Otherwise, why would we fly in our dreams? Where it's easy to fly in our dreams.
I dig those dreams.
I love those dreams.
I do too, man. I've got the longest legs. I can skip over water.
I love to fly. Yeah,
and then being caught, like if you're going underwater, you only have like a minute to hold your breath, or everybody's different again. But that means consciousness. So going back into being outside in nature and meditating, like you're saying, don't you think the three B's come into play? And can you remind everybody about the three B's? Because I think this is like a perfect exercise that's easy for us to remember when we go out for a walk.
Yeah. Well, the three B's are really good because it helps us to remember who we are, why we do what we do, and how we do what we do. So the first is believing. It's the B part. It's what do we believe in? Everything in life is made up of a belief. Everything, every single thing is made up of a belief. So it's what belief do we believe in?
Yeah.
And how does that belief affect our behavior, which is the second B. So every belief, if we believe X, then we're going to have a Y result from believing X. If we believe A, we're going to have a B result if we believe it. So it really depends. So it's important to go inside to see, well, what do we believe? What makes up who I am? What are my values? What are my qualities? What do I believe in? And what do I believe to be true about myself and about others? Do I believe I'm a loser? Do I believe I'm a piece of shit? That's the thing. Do I believe I'm a piece of shit
that sucks.
And I don't deserve happiness? Do I believe I'm entitled and then everybody owes me everything?
Having one of those moments where you're going to walk around and say, are you being shitty to yourself?
Exactly.
Everybody follow Shelly on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook.
That's right.
They'll tell you how to have a shitty relationship.
There you go.
You know, to question. But you know what? It is. It's kind of interesting, that kind of attitude of, because we are so negative first before positive. So I like listening to birds in the morning, but then people hate the birds in the morning. And I go, I know we're canceling out the sound of nature. And I'm like, I go berserk without the sound of nature, you know?
Yeah.
So we're all different, but
but
having that part is like, are we doing this? You know, it's consciously calling us to the mat.
Right. And the whole thing about having a shitty relationship, and I'm an NLP practitioner, which is neuro-linguistic programming. So in what I've learned is that when a client is stuck in a pattern that they can't get out of, and it's depressing, we ask them, teach me what you do in order to get there. How do you get to the depressed state that you're in? What brings you there? What are the thoughts and what are the actions that brings you down to this moment? In them telling what they do, they get out of it.
Yeah.
Because they become aware of it. Like, oh, I'm teaching somebody how to feel shitty. Because that's what I'm teaching. When we do that, we see the absurdity in it. We see ourselves doing it. And we don't, when we hear about, that's why it's so important. I don't know. I woke up and that was really an important part to teach.
Oh, see, and I love that early morning wake up call. Like, you know, they call it a wake up call. Like, this is how it's supposed to be. But you wouldn't have got that if you weren't being conscious.
Exactly. So then the first B is believing, the second B is behaving, and the third B is becoming. So they are all tied together. What we believe impacts how we behave, makes perfect sense. And who we become is based on how we behave. How we behave is the predecessor of who we become. So it's like you said, going on a walk and gossiping. And gossiping in the Jewish tradition is like the worse than murder, because you're killing three people. You're killing the person you're talking about. You're killing the person you're talking to, and you're killing yourself with that negativity.
Yeah. But and you know, so, that is like, it's like, I mean, I remember once going on a hike, and there's a certain area that is just one of my most dearest special places with birds. And I love to get there in the morning before, like as the sun is rising, the mist is coming and all this stuff. And I picked up a friend who, it was 4 a.m, started off this, I mean, I pulled the car over and said, I'm going to take you home if you don't stop. This is a special time. This is how we start our day. And she had just, it was a political rant of drama of attacking women. And it was all about the Christine Kavanaugh case. I don't want to get all political, but I'm just saying, it was just so horrific that went against every bone in my body. And I'm like, I looked at Nancy and I said, I can't do this. This is our special time. We have X amount of time in our life.
Right.
And I just said, I can't do this. I've given you my answers, but I cannot do this at this point. If you want, happy to take you home, or we continue on.
Right.
Because I am not doing this, because now here I was all excited, and it took one person and one mouth to absolutely put me in a very shitty mood.
Yeah.
That lasted for a very long time, because it got kind of personal with my own. We all have our baggage. And so then you have to sit there and go, don't let it take you to that dark place, Lisa, you know better, but you're so pissed off at this point.
Yeah.
So how do we control that part of, you know, I would see, to me, it was like, we either make this choice now, you can
but you did do that. See, that's part of creating healthy boundaries in our relationships. Mm-hmm. And when we feel something, when we have a gut instinct about something and it doesn't feel good, right? Then, and we speak it. Sometimes we have that, but we don't speak it, and we don't relate it, because we don't want the other person to feel bad, or we don't want to hurt them, or we don't want to get into an argument, or we don't want to. Whatever the don't want is happens because we're not speaking our truth. But when we do it from the heart, and we say, you know what, this, just like you did, this isn't working for me. I don't really want it. And I have a girlfriend who did like this about the world and then the economy, the president. Blah, 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 blah. And I said, I don't want to do this now. I don't want to do this, because this does not feel good to me right now. We're on this beautiful,
it's draining
adventure. Let's look at nature. Let's do this and be present. Because that's just bringing past stuff into my present, and it's affecting my present.
You're pooping in the goldfish bowl.
Right.
Don't do it. But this is it's about consciousness. So like when you're a group setting, and this happens with people walking and getting into nature, they go with friends and everything. Yeah. And this dynamic can and some people do need to walk with people for safety, but it can actually ruin like the meditation and everything that you're talking about.
You want to be on the same page. If you're going to do a walk, I mean, when you do a Joe Dispenza event, I mean, I've been to his events, 1500 people are doing walking meditations at the same time.
Oh, wow. That's powerful.
They have these areas that they set off. Like if we're at a resort that they know we're going to be walking there. And so they have there's no other cars. There's nothing. It's just us walking wherever we are. It's either on the beach or we're walking, you know, in on the grounds or wherever, but everybody is walking. And sometimes we stop and even close our eyes. And sometimes we stop and lay on the ground, and then we get up and walk again. And nobody looks at each other. You don't make eye contact. You're just walking in your own space. You're walking in your own hemisphere. You're creating your own hemisphere of your thoughts, listening to this stuff in your ears, guiding you into a deeper way of being with yourself. That's what walking meditation, that's what all meditation is. But walking meditation, it's like my friend Brant Morgan, you can't see it.
There we go. Vision Walk.
He wrote this book called Vision Walk, and it's beautiful. And he has you, and he was one of Don Miguel Ruiz's apprentices, teachers. Beautiful man, just beautiful. I love you, Brant. Anyway, he wrote this beautiful book, and it's about asking yourself a deep, poignant question, and then going for a walk and looking for the signs out there or the answers to that question. It's simply beautiful. It's a beautiful way of connecting with yourself. And that's what walking is, meditation is, you know, listening to music, you know, soft, soothing music. It all is a way of helping us get inside of ourselves to see what we're all about, to breathe, to remember to breathe, to remember to have to touch that sense of well-being within us, to just calm it down and ground. I don't know about you, but sometimes if you put your hand on your head, even your own head, and you're feeling out of sorts, it grounds you. When you hold a baby and you hold their head, they feel supported and safe.
That's interesting. I do that with animals, and I never thought of it. I just do it as natural.
Instinctual thing. Yeah. We want to help somebody ground. And so this whole notion of grounding, they have a grounding machine. There's another machine called a Beamer machine, which gives a frequency that opens up your blood vessels. But what it does is it helps you to ground. It helps you to feel calm. It helps you to be open. It helps you to create that coherence throughout your bloodstream, throughout your heart, throughout everything.
I love this because even when you're talking about walking in consciousness and your friend with asking a question, I think you can get through traumatic things of your past through doing that consciously, because it's like the one time you can, you know, even if it's at night, everyone's got their different ways and scheduling and everything. But if you take, even if you do it once a week, right? You say, I'm going to do this for me. This is my me time. It's healthy for your body. You're breathing because you have to breathe to walk, which we all know. I mean, breathing is medicine. We forget that.
Breathing is our life force. It's the only thing we have. We have two breaths, an inhale and an exhale. We're born with an inhale and we die with an exhale. It's all the breaths in between. And what do we do with our life and how meaningful do we make our lives? Because we never know when that second breath is going to come.
I'm not ready either,
but I'm not ready. If it happened, I'd be okay. I'm at peace with my life and I feel wonderful about my life and, you know, whatever. Sure, there are lots of things that I haven't done or didn't do, whatever. That doesn't even matter.
But I think working on stuff. Yeah. I think being able to work on things, whether it's work, a relationship, or, hey, I want to do something special. It's a way of not letting your phone, your emails, and all the notifications that we're bombarded with every day, put it aside, turn it off, do your walk, right? And if you are walking with somebody or a group, I know group meditations are pretty powerful. I was just thinking when you were talking about going to that, where there's all these people meditating and walking at the same time. Did you guys start levitating? What? Because I know, because it does change. The energy will change because of
the group dynamic.
But if the group has that intent together and is in alignment, it can be very powerful. And maybe you're going to go from A to B on your walk, and then B on your way back is, okay, now let's talk about it. Like, what did you discover? You can have, it's like a book club, but it's a walking club with intent and consciousness.
Exactly.
Ooh, let's start it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's why I put the grass behind me today.
Ooh, I love
in honor
that.
Of laying on the grass. You know, I mean, as a kid, we would go, I mean, we would go outside and play. You'd hear your parents, or maybe you were already outside being in Africa, but we would hear our parents say, go outside and play, go outside and play. We'd play all day long.
Make daisy chains.
When it was dark and we'd hear, Sherry, come on, dinner.
It's dinner time. Yeah. Or some would say go play in the traffic, but don't do that. No, but I think, you know, it is get outside, play, have that sunshine, get what you can from nature. Yeah. And then maybe you'll protect, you know, nature more. And I love this because we're in June, and June is a National Outdoors Month and the Great Outdoors Month. It's a good time to reflect on, did you start your new routines during the new year? You talk about this in your article about, it's a good time to kind of like, okay, the sun is here. We all feel better with a little sunshine, don't we?
Yeah.
And getting out. So this is a good time to reflect and start a new positive habit of getting out. I think that's
getting out and reflecting. I think those two things are really important because, I mean, I've created this course, we've talked about it, called Create a Yummy, Delicious Life. And and it's a way of getting in touch with what is it that you believe, that self-reflection. It's taking the time. Time, and I express this, is such an elusive commodity. Mm-hmm. We think we have a whole lot of it. And then it goes by so fast. You go, where did that go? Oh my God. I'm this age. I'm that. I'm this. I'm this. I'm that. I'm that. Oh my God. And so it's, how do we spend the time with ourselves and the quality of life that we truly want to have? We sometimes say we want to have it, but then we don't do the self-reflection on getting to the place of where you want to be and feeling that sense of groundedness, feeling that sense of connection with nature and with the universe and with our own passion, with our own spiritual being. What does our soul want to create and express through this human, which is finite? The soul is infinite, but this body of mine, this finite thing, is not infinite. It's finite. This thing is going to break down and go back to the earth, which is part of nature. Yeah. So all of nature is us, and appreciating it and getting out in it and kissing a tree and hugging and feeling the vibration of a living tree and knowing that the root system is beneath us, even under the cement. Mm-hmm.
And you know, the older we get, we need that extra energy. Because you're right, everything wants to go back to Mother Earth, like Memphis Slim said in that famous song, Mother Earth, you know, we all want to go back to Mother Earth. It's going to happen. And that's why things start to sag. It's going. It starts
going. It's going down. Mother Earth's going, come on down.
Come on. You know, the cheeks are going down. The, you know, all of it starting.
And everything's
Everything's starting to like go down, you know. And so if you hug a tree, you start to give a little extra boost. I think we're adding some life onto there whenever we do that.
Because a tree stays erect. I mean, a tree.
And energetic. Yeah. We like that. We need that. Yeah. Anything to keep us going, you know. Yeah, exactly. I love it. Very good. And this is all part of yummy, delicious living.
Yes.
Is getting out and taking a walk, right? And through that is transformation. I was going to create my own word there.
That's good. But
so everyone can get the course on your website, shellywizen.com. That's the place to go.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I've got a lot of free resources too. I've got some meditations.
Awesome.
A free chapter from my book. I even offer a free exploration session for someone who's really serious about going inside and reflecting to apply for that. And that's a lovely way of kind of opening up the door to see what's in there and see what wants to come out.
That's cool. Just one quick thing is, you were talking about NLP. Isn't that also the tapping thing, or is that a different?
Tapping is a different system. You know, I haven't really gotten into tapping, but I think I'm going to, because it makes sense. Because again, it's working with your nervous system. It's working with, you know, the circuitry in your body. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're all electrical. So it's working on the electrical. And I like that part.
Yeah. And even, you know, I was thinking about when we were talking about people walking and you were talking about, you know, our just the way our system works. You walk according to your heartbeat. You know what I mean? We walk according to a heartbeat. You know, I love to watch people, you know, we play music and I'm pretty one of those people. I'll crank the music. And then you watch people walk. And they always walk according to the music because it's a natural thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's our heartbeats, whether it's going in double time or slower. The waltz is a little interesting, but you know what I mean? It's it's interesting because it is about going with our heartbeat. And if you're moving according to your heartbeat, I think you're letting your heart know, I'm here, I'm doing things, you know, whatever you possibly can.
Yeah.
So I like this.
Well, it's going back to being aware. Mm-hmm. Being aware, those three things. That's another, there's a formula for changing anything. And that's being aware. Mm-hmm. So awareness, choice. Once you're aware of something, like once you're aware of a limiting belief you're holding, then you have a choice. Do I want to mm-hmm. change that belief or do I want to keep on? Why do I want to hold on to it? What's it giving me? Or do I want to let go of it? And if I want to let go of it, what do I want to replace it with? We always have to replace the old belief with a new belief. Otherwise, it goes back to the old belief because it's so familiar. It's like a magnet. And then the third step in changing anything is action. So once you become aware, you know what you want to change, you choose the new thing and then take action on walking towards it. I mean, we use that you know, metaphor, walking towards what you want. Because otherwise what we're doing, if this is the past and this is the future, what we're doing is we're walking towards our future like this.
That's not fun.
Exactly. We never look at the future. We're never here in the present. That's what your friend was talking about. Even the political stuff is in the past. It's not in the future. So you bring it up and you bring it up and you bring it up and all those yucky feelings. You know, if you're really going after creating a shitty relationship, that is the way to do it. Focus on the past, bring up all the past yucky experiences and bring them into your present so you can assure yourself you'll have them in the future. That's a sure way of having a shitty relationship.
Well, shit.
Isn't that good? Aren't those good? Isn't that
sorry,
a good?
Beep, beep, beep. How many times? Yeah, really. No, right? But you know, it's true. It's really true. Walk it off. You know, quite frankly,
yeah, walk it off.
They talk about walking it off. I think a lot of us need some walking, you know,
all this
anger that we have in our country and around the world, this polarization of drawing the line in the sand instead of just actually moving towards positivity.
Yeah.
I'm just, come on, people, let's go in a positive.
Well, again,
mode.
What are the beliefs that are running those people? That's what we.
Yeah.
What beliefs is it because they're overcompensating because they feel inadequate? So they're not enough. So they have to overindulge and over this and over that and overanalyze and overthink and over this and over that because we're compensating for something that we feel lacking.
I think
the belief in there. I mean, you say all those people do blah, 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 but what do they believe about that?
I think the exercise of what you were talking about earlier about asking your soul, why me, is a really good exercise for people
to
why me. And maybe that's part of your walk. Think about it. You know,
yeah,
it's one of those questions you can do. And, you know, there's that, you know, I think Chris Christopherson saying that, why me? Why me, Lord?
Interesting. The human always says, why me? Because if you get sick or something happens, tragedy, why me?
Why does it always happen to me? Why does it have
why
to be
me? That's the victim. That's another way to have a shitty relationship. Be the ultimate victim. Why not? If that's what you're going for, go for it all the way. Be the martyr, you know, be the mea culpa, all that. Be that. And then you will definitely have a shitty relationship.
Well, And you can call yourself out when you screw up. I mean, I do that. I've called myself like, you know, you idiot, you did this, you know, you weren't paying attention,
right?
You know, or whatever it is. And then you don't call yourself on it, but it doesn't mean that now you're doomed for life. You made a mistake on something. You've got to pick yourself up, learn the lesson, move forward.
Yeah, but what we do when we make a mistake, if we're not feeling great about ourselves, or we're already having a shitty relationship, what we do when we make a mistake is, we take the nails and we pound them into
our
palms and put them on the cross. We crucify ourselves like we've just made the worst mistake ever in life and we'll never recover from it. So we do that to each other. When somebody else makes a mistake, we'll take the hammer and the nails and put them in them.
Yeah, a bad relationship, you hold on to collateral to just kind of throw it. Oh, I've always got this in my armor against so-and-so. Yeah.
These are things I have to add to my book.
See, the book she's not supposed to talk about. She says, No, that didn't work. Yeah.
That's good. Those are good.
Yeah.
That's,
I like this. Yeah. Well, good stuff, Miss Shelley. Yeah. Always fun to chat with you. It's a good way to start the week.
Yeah.
Today's Sunday. Tomorrow's Monday. Let's get walking. Let's have some fun and enjoy life, you know? And it just can really, if you're working on something really big, sometimes it just is good to clear your head instead of keep struggling. You know, when you're tired and crabby and I gotta get this done, sometimes take that 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes that you think you don't have, sit down and I bet you can solve it.
Yeah. Yeah. And just breathe into who you are. Just remember your spiritual being having a human experience. And this is just part of the deal. And when you just know that and acknowledge that, it's not such a big deal. I mean, it's just part of the journey. Mm-hmm. It is all part of the journey. And I say, you know, it's your life. Enjoy the journey and remember to bring love. And now I've added a lot of fucking humor in there.
Oh, beep.
Beep. Lot of effing humor in there.
Beep. We beeped her, but I let you finish it first. I didn't beep over you. Beep.
That's
beep.
Okay. We can beep.
We
but
can beep.
Because without that, we take ourselves so seriously that we really strip the very joy out of anything we do. And
that's not fun. No.
So if anybody's curious out there or wants to explore and doesn't really know how to begin, just email me.
Go to Shelley Wizen.
Set up. Yeah. Shelley Wizen. Set up. You can calendar an appointment on my website now. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah. Hey, there's all kinds of things now, you see.
Yeah.
But ShelleyWizen.com, everyone. You can also find Shelley up on blendradioandtv.com. Everything is linked in the show notes. And she is here every first Sunday. So you can keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Again, all in the show notes. Thank you so much, Shelley. Don't have a shitty life.
Or if you want one, go have one.
Yeah, no. All right, you take care.
You know, happy June. We're good at it. Bye. See you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you.